It's $40 with a condom, $60 without. She's 15 and on the streets of Harlem living out the story of the homeless. Somehow she feels it's safer than to go back to where home is and the man that used to rape her. Only now it's paid for, she just gotta wait for her high to set in, her vitamin to go a day more, wishing she could say more. But she don't know who to trust, we know her story, she don't know none of us. Plus all the lawyers and the doctors she know got no respect for her. Why would they stop her when they paying to have sex with her? And every day she's left with a bruise to remind her she's lost in a world where ain't nobody trying to find her. It's the effect of the brainwashed, reject and blame for the pain she injects, keeps infecting the same sore. Around this time is when I came through the door, hoping we would be the same as before. But I was dead wrong, I knocked and saw the lock was gone. And when I peeked through it, my heart broke, I stood frozen in its leak fluid, waiting to thaw out, contemplating who to call out. Cause she's lying on the floor lifeless, and ain't no time to think twice, cause the nature of time is to leave you out of breath while you stuck waiting for sirens. And luck is hard to find when you a block from the hospital, and everyone you asking for help reacts hostile. She's hardly breathing, her arteries are bleeding. I hate to break your party, but somebody find a reason. Shut up and grab a feet, please, I'm asking for help. The blood escaping her arms, described exactly how I felt.
This is a story of a girl that never knew her mother. Before she goes, I hope she knows that someone truly loves her. And it's that love that got me staring at her heartbeat, the last man to hold her hand before her heart sleeps.
Remember when I first met her, I was the only one who fed her. Instead of giving her change, never giving her name, she held a secret from our conversations. It's all I have of my mom's, and so I keep it sacred, is what she said to me in a poem she read to me. She was only 13 then, but wrote incredibly. Regrettably, that'd be the last time we talk. On our path to being friends, we walked fast, but it was cut short. You know the cliche, a day late plus a buck short. And with demons to pay, you know she must work. I never knew how to help her, but in my heart I felt her. For a year and a half I was praying she'd find shelter. Then I heard about the dealer in the cards that he had dealt her, the apartment where he held her and how he started to sell her. Now what can I tell her when she's frigid and cold? My tears fell on the bridge of her nose and mixed with the life leaving. I try to fight the bleeding and give her another reason she should open her eyes. But why should she hope for a guy she barely knew to carry her through the doorway of the ICU? And yet it happened, and I'll never forget that lady who screamed, "Doctor, I think that man's holding your baby." I thought the nurse was crazy until he entered in and fell to the floor as his reality had emptied him. She's been with many men but never knew the love of one, and now I'm staring towards the floor at one of them, who turns and asks me how I knew his daughter. All I knew was she was thirsty, so I gave
her
water.
This is a story of a girl that never knew her mother. Before she goes, I hope she knows that someone truly loves her. And it's that love that got me staring at her heartbeat, the last man to hold her hand before her heart sleeps.
Get out of this hole, would like to sleep for hours and hours. Just a moment of peace, please, I am begging for just one moment. I feel like I've seen you before. I've seen your face and known your hand. Was it you who carried me here? You don't even know my name. The look in your eyes, the way you hold my hand, a tenderness like I have never known. And in these last moments of life, these last moments of holding on and letting go, I see that it's the end of it all, but also the beginning. and that somehow I have known grace.